Got it, Christine. Here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House in beautiful Marshfield. I am Rob Hackler. Christine James is in our newsroom, and it's time now. And don't forget, you can text in, by the way, 781-837-4900. You want to be a part of the conversation. You want to give your opinion. Be polite. 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. This is Love Bites with lifestyle coach Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love one question at a time. And Love Bites is sponsored, as always, by Meineke. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. And here she is, Francesca Luca. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob and Christine. How are you?
Good morning. Very well.
Great. How are you?
Well, we survived the storm. Going forward, when we talk about salt and ice, let's talk margaritas, okay?
Okay. All right. Gotcha. That's fine. Yeah, I get you where you're going. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, let's hear the question. What's happening?
Yeah, let's dive into it here. This is, you want me to read again the confirmation? I meant to ask you this too, but I'm pretty sure you wanted to go with this anonymous one, right? The 43-year-old
yes.
man?
Yes.
Great. Okay. All right. Here we go. And by the way, don't forget, we'll tell you at the end how you can send in your question. All right. So I'm going to read. This is from Anonymous, and we'll call him Anonymous. All right. I've been listening to you for a while now, and so I know that you want my age. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm a 43-year-old man. I've been in an exclusive relationship with a woman 10 years older than me for 5 years. When we have a disagreement, she demands we talk about it. I was not brought up that way. I say that because often you will say, quote, depending on where you come from might determine how you interact, end quote. So it's not that it doesn't matter, but I don't always know how to explain my feelings. And sometimes how I feel just doesn't have words, at least not for me. Silence was the way I grew up, and it feels normal. Talking feels awkward. So I carry my feelings on my own, and I tell her I will talk to her when I'm ready. She has really hurt me recently when she told me that, quote, a man discusses his feelings. I'm a man who doesn't want to discuss my feelings, and now I don't want to at all because she attacked my manhood. I would like to know how you feel about this, Anonymous. All right, so there you go, Francesca.
Ooh, I don't want to take sides, but I do want to validate you, my friend. The comment she made, very low blow, massive bomb, and I have to shame her here a little bit. She's 53 years old. She should really know better. She used your manhood as a bargaining chip to shame you to get what she wants. But it did obviously the opposite, right? You ended up building a fortress. So, yeah, be insulted for sure. Talk about trying to open up a flower with a sledgehammer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My take is a man doesn't have to vomit his emotions on command, no less, right? For him to be valid, processing in silence is how you were built, and it's not a defect. So, guys, Christine, Rob, I'd love to hear your thoughts, and let's go with it.
Well, let me see here. Okay, talk about my feelings. Well, I don't really like talking about my feelings all the time either, I guess, but I guess you can't have complete silence. You got to talk sometimes, though, right? So I don't know how this is going to go in the long term. Or do you think that, I don't think she's going to accept it.
Well, she feels disconnected, obviously. Yeah. Or it would seem she feels disconnected. And to her defense, you did invite her into your life, and that means occasionally you do have to let her into your sanctuary, even if it's just, hey, I've got no words right now. But here's the problem. You're speaking different languages. To her, talking is intimacy, and that's very common. Women love to talk. They just do. Not that men don't, but women bond by talking. So to her, talking's intimacy. To you, silence is protection. And neither is wrong, but right now it's not compatible. So, you know, even though her delivery is terrible, you have to see that her demand's coming from panic rather than malice. But that doesn't mean that you should just get over her comment. Christine?
Yes.
Open the door. Let Christine in. I want to hear what she has to say about this.
It's interesting because I agree with a lot with you said. When I heard his note, I felt bad because I was thinking.
Poor guy.
Because I've been married for decades. And my feeling is maybe it's the people, my husband or maybe boyfriends I had before you met. I never knew any guy that wanted to talk about his feelings ever.
Exactly.
Unless they were ticked off because you dented the car or something. But never. And you know, and you're talking about women gain intimacy by sharing feelings and talking. Men, it seems, gain a feeling of intimacy about doing things together. It's very different.
Absolutely.
I'm convinced men and women are like two different species.
Well, they are.
But you can communicate. It's just, I'm surprised that she's pushing him. If she's 10 years older, then maybe she should know better. But congrats her for a 10-year younger boyfriend. She gets points for that. But there's another way to approach it, to just start discussing. I remember one time, my husband's probably thinking, oh, God, don't use me as an example. I remember one time I was saying to him about, you know, I'm talking about feelings. And he just looked at me and said, hey, I don't want to sit around and drink white wine and talk about my feelings. I said, oh, why not? It's so much fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just said to me, because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Just like that. I just started laughing. I mean, it was funny, but I think it was true.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I remember one time I called Rob. I had a feeling he was mad at me. So then I called him again, you know, that like I do. And he said, yeah, I don't want to talk to you right now because I'm upset. You know, it's like, but you know something? That's okay. So just say.
It is.
And say, you know, I'm upset. You know, take to this. I hate to say this. It sounds like so childish, but, you know, have like a timeout agreement, right? Don't say I'll talk when I'm ready. It's too vague. Give her a time limit. Say, listen, I'll talk to you in a couple hours, or you know what? Let's talk about this tomorrow morning.
And may I add one more thing? Mm-hmm. The guys that tend to be the over the top with the always gushing about your this and that, they tend to be the guys who are cheaters and liars. I'd rather go with a guy that's not going to maybe want to talk about his feelings, but will go out and shovel your car out in the morning. To me, actions speak a lot louder than words.
Well, I do. You know something? I agree with you. No, I do. I agree with you. But
action.
You know, and look at it depends. If she's a big, big, big talker and he's not at all, that is going to ultimately be a problem because that whole love language thing, which I'm not a big fan of, but, you know, I mean, it is very different. I mean, there's got to be some middle ground. But one thing's for sure. But one thing's for sure is she can't shame him into being vulnerable. It's just going to backfire. You know, this man, it sounds like he wants to be a good partner, good enough that he's willing to write in.
But
listen, it's got to be on his timeline, not hers. He's hurt. But if he stays in the corner and says, you know, I don't want to talk at all right now, he's letting her bad comments control his behavior. So my suggestion is you be the leader in this dynamic, right? Address the insult like, hey, you know what? You made me feel like, you know what? Right, and I don't appreciate it. And get in her face if that's what you need to do. I mean, this, you know, like, oh, diplomatic. You know, it really hurt my feelings and this and that. Mm-hmm. Like, no. You know something? That was really a low blow. I don't appreciate it.
Shovel your own car out of the
shovel house. Your own damn car. Exactly. So set the boundary and then find a way that communicates for you. And if not, you know what? Go find yourself. Never mind.
Well, okay. So,
all right, Rob, let's hear from you.
No, I was going to say, I hope they can work it out. But you're right. I guess at this point, he's 43. She's 10 years older. They've been together for 5 years.
Yeah,
so 5 years. So, yeah, I guess so. It says when we have a disagreement, she demands we talk about it. And so,
demands is a strong word.
Well, that's the tough thing. So, I'm saying, I guess, what would your advice to be to him is to, because he's the one that's writing, right? And hopefully she can. I guess, accept that this isn't the way that he likes to do things. Is that what you're saying? That she can be accepting? Or?
Well, wait. Listen, she's not either. They're gonna have to come to a, like I said, a middle ground. And, you know, he needs to definitely speak up. He needs to say, you know something? And that's good practice for him, too, right? You insulted me. I don't appreciate it. This is the way I am. This is the way I operate. And, you know, I will talk to you about this, but I'm not going to talk to you about it in, you know, right now. And do not attack my manhood.
Yeah, don't attack my manhood.
That is like the worst. I mean, talk about like making the guy shrink, go into the corner.
Oh, yeah, quote, a man discusses his feelings. Okay.
A man discusses his feelings. I mean, that's exactly right.
I don't even know if that's true. Really, it is. No, probably not.
Well, I think Christine made a very good point. Let him shovel your
that's
car.
That means more to me.
It means more to me, too. And you know something? Go find your girlfriends. Go out with the girls and let it all hang out.
Don't you think some of this, the way he said this, might be timing too? Because you said let's say they have a heated discussion and she wants to keep talking about it and beat somebody over the head with it. That's the time when I think a lot of men go into caveman mode.
They
shouldn't discuss anything. Just say, let's talk about it tomorrow. Let's talk about it later on.
Because nothing's going to be solved.
No, it's not. No. It's not. And so put it off.
Worse
or
sometimes.
Even set up a rule. Listen, whenever we get into an argument, I want 24 hours. That's it.
And okay. $50 and right now.
What? And money?
50.
Oh, 50.
Give me a break.
Wow.
50. Try 100.
That's the budget plan.
Oh, wow. All right. So we hope that helps you out, Anonymous. And we wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Francesca, if people want to send in questions for Love Bites, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and click on Contact Me.
All right. That is, again, and maybe try just a wine in conversation. Talk about your feelings. All right. By the way, you're going to be back for Pet Peeves Wednesday Wine?
I am. And we've got a great little game that we're going to play today.
Oh.
Axe or allow. Okay. I will, because I had so many pet peeves that came through. I decided, you know what? I'm just going to rapid fire them off. And
we can all play.
And we can all play. And it's either axe it when I read it or allow it.
Okay.
All right. So
we'll do
that whenever, whatever. 9:30, 9:30.
Coming up after 9:30.
Okay.
95.9
cool.
WATD. Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you, Christine and Rob.
95.9 WATD.